This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden and sitting President Donald Trump, like millions of Americans, stayed close to home to celebrate Thanksgiving quietly on Thursday as the coronavirus pandemic raged across the United States. Appearing with his wife in a video message posted to his Twitter account, Biden said his family typically holds a large gathering on Nantucket Island, but would remain in Delaware this year with just a small group around our dinner table because of the pandemic. Republican President Trump remained in the Washington area, spending part of the morning at his Trump National Golf Club in Virginia, where he played a round of golf. In contrast to Biden, who pleaded with Americans to celebrate the holiday safely by wearing masks and socially distancing, Trump, in his Thanksgiving proclamation, urged Americans to gather for the holiday. According to Johns Hopkins University, nearly 13 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus, and more than 263,000 people in the United States have died from COVID-19. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was held in Midtown Manhattan on Thursday, but not like in years past. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
This year, there were the big balloons in the sky, familiar faces like Snoopy, Ronald McDonald, and SpongeBob SquarePants, and marching bands on the street. But the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade had the genuine look and feel of a 2020 event. Coronavirus restrictions in New York meant it was without the throngs of people usually scrambling for a view, or even the balloon handlers who normally hold the ropes. The balloons were attached to vehicles this year, and instead of the usual 2.5-mile route through Manhattan, it was all contained to the one-block stretch of 34th Street in front of Macy's flagship store. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. A Turkish court sentenced several military and civilian personnel at an airbase to life prison sentences Thursday, proclaiming them guilty of involvement in a failed 2016 coup attempt. A total of 475 defendants, including generals and fighter jet pilots, at a base on the outskirts of the capital Ankara, were on trial for the past 3 years, accused of directing the coup and bombing key government buildings, including a section of the parliament building. The massive trial was one of two main trials against suspected members of a network led by U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom Ankara accuses of orchestrating the failed attempt. Gulen, who was also named among the defendants, has denied involvement in the coup that resulted in some 220 deaths and thousands of injuries. Some 30 coup plotters were also killed. Ethiopia's prime minister has ordered the army to move on the embattled capital of the Tigray region after a 72-hour ultimatum for Tigrayan leaders to surrender ended. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The prime minister's office announced that the military offensive has reached its final stage after 3 weeks of fighting. That means tanks and other weaponry can close in on Mekele, whose residents were warned of no mercy if they didn't move away from Tigray leaders in time. The announcement caused international alarm as rights groups said such wording could violate international law and put civilians in further danger. Abiy's statement claimed they would take the utmost care to protect civilians. The United Nations has reported people fleeing Mekele, but communications and transport links remain severed to Tigray, and it's not clear how many people received the warnings in time. I'm Karen Chamas.
The body of World Cup football winner Diego Maradona was driven in a procession from the presidential palace, where he had been lying in state Thursday, to Bella Vista Cemetery for the soccer legend's funeral. Mourners who had been waiting in line to pay their respects at the Casa Rosada clashed with police in nearby streets. Officers used water cannon to disperse some of those who crammed the city streets to say goodbye to their hero. Meanwhile, in Naples, fans streamed to the Napoli stadium to say their goodbyes to the Argentine star, who died Wednesday of a heart attack at age 60. And Rome's airport will run COVID-tested flights to and from the United States, operated by Delta and Alitalia, adding it will be the first airport in Europe to offer the service on transatlantic flights. The hope is to avoid a mandatory 14-day quarantine that Italy imposes on incoming travelers. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.